Many Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." Yeah. We'll start right now. His name is Mike Brown. Okay. Born in Detroit but raised in Chi-Town. Yeah. See, Mike was bright, but Mike liked to fight. From night to night, all types, Mike would strike down. No PG at 13, Mike was R-rated. By 14, behind bars, incarcerated. Released at 15, straight path, no brainer. Okay. Parole officer hooked him up with a trainer. Yeah. Trainer was a Christian, father figuring, taught him discipline. Turned him into a junior Olympian. No doubt with the hand skills, Mike was nice. But God rocked him and Mike gave his life to Christ. The congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, "Son, stand up and testify." The very next words that you heard coming through the speaker: "I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer." If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what? Testify. If you're saved by grace, then testify. If you're seeking God's face, then testify. If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then testify. Say what? Testify. Story number two, about a girl named Sue. Raised in the burbs not far from St. Louis. Sue's intelligence was prodigious. She wasn't religious. In fact, she thought Christians were all superstitious. She thought the arguments were inconsistent. Didn't find them convincing. Full-paid scholarship to Princeton. Freshman year, she had a roommate named Kristen. In God's providence, Kristen was a Christian. She gave Sue a copy of Mere Christianity. Through reading it, Sue got convicted of a vanity when she discovered the love of Christian sisters and brothers for each other. When the Lord grabbed a hold of her, the congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, "Sis, stand up and testify." Sue said, "Jesus made this heathen new. Wanna know my testimony? Read Ephesians 2. If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what? Testify. If you're saved by grace, then testify. If you're seeking God's face, then testify. If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then testify. Say what? Testify. Yeah. Story number three, we'll call her Cece. Okay. Raised in Maryland, not far from D.C. Uh-huh. She got a lot to cherish. Thanks God she's not embarrassed about her parents because they had a rock-solid marriage. Father straight loved her, gave like no other. Yeah. Raised with a brother by a stay-at-home mother. Her life always had the true God in the mix because her parents understood Deuteronomy 6. She was raised in the fear of the Lord. Amazing grace appeared and she was saved at the mere age of 4. A true clear conviction, the oldest replaced. She's a fruit-bearing Christian who's growing in grace. The congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, "Sis, stand up and testify." CC said, "I ain't got no horror story. God saved me in my youth, I give him all the glory." If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what? Testify. If you're saved by grace, then testify. If you're seeking God's face, then testify. If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then testify. Say what?
Testify.
Testify.
Testify.